back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. A couple of people on. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Jack of the south side of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Good morning, Matt. It's an honor to speak to a man that loves the country.
Thank you, Jack.
I have two comments. First of all, I want to commend you. You had a caller last week. I believe he was a conservative, and he identified himself as CJ or whatever. And I want to commend you for he started siding with Putin near the end, and you put him in his place. And I commend you for that. Guys that side with Putin are traitors. They have no right.
Right.
And number two, now, it's your show, and I can't tell you how to run it, you know. And what I don't like, and he's the last guy, he's very irritating that way. Now, I've heard other conservatives call into your show. You know that old saying, when you give somebody an inch, they take a mile? You probably heard of that, right? okay. Now, it's all right to have, we're supposed to have a dialogue, right? Okay, this guy calls in. Okay, you believe the President Biden is weak. Okay, you call him that. You may say, okay, he's stupid. But look, you are the host of the show, Matt.
Yep.
Don't start calling the host weak. Don't start calling the host stupid. I don't like it. That's all there's to it. And if that's the way you're going to have a dialogue, don't call into the show. That's all I really got to say, Matt, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you for those excellent comments. I do recall those conversations, and point well taken. Point well taken. I think you may remember the last time that the gentleman called in. You know, there's one thing that, you know, I'll put up with, but when you attack a wartime president like Biden and praise Putin, who is like Hitler, that's enough. And I just flat out shut that down. And you're right. When you call the host names, that's the end of that call. I'll tell you, though, what's really funny about this, except it's not that funny. Try calling into Mark Belling. Try calling into any conservative station. Not only will you not get to insult Trump and not get to insult that host, but if you tell their producer that your topic is X and they don't like it, you're not going to get on the air. You're not going to get on the air. Now, when everybody calls into this show, I don't ask them to have clear it with Sam. Sam's our terrific producer. I don't say, Sam, just feed in stuff that I like, or softballs. We hit hard balls and we hit curve balls, but we're not going to put up with anti-American balls. Thank you very much, Jack. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
A little different topic. Yesterday, Senator Cotton, he kind of, about 2 weeks late, because had he did that despicable speech 2 weeks ago, I would have given him the nomination for doing the best Joe McCarthy in history. The guy is so out of bounds, him and Cruz and Hawley. Here's a scenario I'd lay out for any one of them that think people shouldn't be defended, is basically what they're saying. What about nowadays when people find somebody completely innocent because of DNA evidence proves it? In their mind, they wouldn't even get a chance to go before a judge and a jury again. No, that's too bad. That's just the way it is. But he was so despicable yesterday, I don't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Are you talking about what he had to say about criminal representation?
Yes, and he basically said that she would, well, he didn't basically, he said that she'd defend Nazis. The guy, he's nuts.
Right. You're talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let me pick up on that, Dick, because you're making some good points, and there are differences of approach, but the identity of message from the far right. And you take Hawley and Cotton. Now, Hawley is so despised. You know, he's the guy that gave the fist bump to in the air to the insurrectionists as he walked by them. He's the one he's the one who said that we should side with Putin against Ukraine. Then when Putin went in to Ukraine He's a little more silent, but Hawley is a traitor to the United States. And he's running for president. The only good thing is that the CCAP convention about a month ago, I don't know if you remember that, down in Florida, that's the conservative political action committee. They did a poll, of course, you know, Trump, because of name recognitions in first place, DeSantis in the second. The only one to get zero votes was Hawley from Missouri. Now, let me tell you something. Anybody should be able to get one vote out of all those guys, okay? Anybody should be able to get one vote. I mean, if you put the phone book in front of them, each one of them would get one vote. I mean, you know, they like the name. It was the same as their name, whatever. Hawley is known as a treasonous snake. We do not want Hawley. Cotton is slightly slyer and slicker. He has a military background, and he keeps his mouth shut about the more extreme conspiracies, but he is a hardcore, dangerous individual. He's running for president, too. He is a disaster. And what they did to Ketanji Brown Jackson, I have never seen with any other judicial nominee, forget Supreme Court nominee, in the history of this country, where they didn't even attack her directly for doing anything herself, but they would throw out very hot button terms, pedophilia, Nazis, and that kind of thing. She had nothing to do with that. She actually impressed me as a very reserved, proper woman, kind of geeky in a good way, honest, you know, smart, stuck to her knitting. She stuck to the law. She wasn't a leaper and a screamer. She was about as unthreatening as any nominee I've ever seen. All they did was brandish talking points and then shout at her. And Lindsey Graham was one of the worst. Lindsey Graham would sit there and he'd pretend to get angry. And he'd pretend to say, I'm tired of these sentences and all that. And what do you say about that? And as she said, well, Senator, I don't care what you say. And then he jumped. He was giving a speech in South Carolina. And what's really sad is that Tim Scott, his other senator, is also Republican, and he's a black man, an African-American individual. He is voting against Ketanji Brown Jackson. Because remember, South Carolina, spent a little time in South Carolina, like South Carolina, have friends down there, served in the Navy, and with a couple of boys from South Carolina, they're very, very good sailors. Did some schooling in Charleston, South Carolina. The Navy sent me to a three-week cryptology thing for line officers, you know, how to, you know, receive messages at sea, that kind of thing. I've been to Pawleys Island. I've been to Myrtle Beach. Great state. However, it's a hardcore state. Remember, this is the state that fired us Fort Sumter. I mean, you know, you can say what you want. These guys, there's a hardcore element down there, hardcore element. Wonderful people, very hospitable. I like going down there. But if you're going to be a senator from South Carolina, even Tim Scott had to vote against Ketanji Brown Jackson. And, you know, slippery little Lindsey Graham has ratted back and forth and stabbed so many people both ways. He was pro-McCain, then he was pro-Trump. Then he was anti-Trump because of January 6th. Then when the polls shifted, he was pro-Trump. Then he was anti-Moscow Mitch and said Moscow Mitch shouldn't be majority leader if he can't get along with Trump. And then he backed off on that. This guy is like a quadruple agent. I mean, I've heard of double agents. This guy is a sextuple agent. And I think down there they know it. That was a fake thing from him when he pretended to get angry with Ketanji Brown Jackson. But Dick, I know what you mean. Hawley and Cotton are just disasters. They will never be president. Neither will Lindsey Graham. So thanks for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.